This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's us speak with the most published and read author of Gun World articles in the United States. I'm trying to think of a better way to put that besides the one I've been using. So that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm very happy to be here, Bill.
Well, I couldn't resist the other day, but I want to talk about this with you because it was just so good. But you make the case of compelling interest for government and what their compelling interest is versus isn't in this article. Preventing gun violence is not a compelling governmental interest. I mean, it was a type of argument where I've often thought it, but I've never articulated it. And to see that somebody else thinks like me at least makes me think that maybe we both go to the same psychiatrist.
Well, I think we just both have a pretty good view of reality. What we see in this is what we're seeing more and more, what's being revealed. It's been here for probably at least 50 years. And that is that progressives, the left, whatever you want to call them, the mediocracy, because I view them all as pretty much all parts of the same ideology, are they have a problem with reality. And in their view, they can change reality at any time they want. It's much like if you've read the novel 1984, you have a pretty good idea what I'm talking about. They use words as a weapon so that people can only think in a certain way. And they change definitions willy-nilly, however it suits their political purpose at the moment. So you can't count on a word meaning the same thing from one day to the next when it's coming from the progressive left, because they'll change the definition on you in order to advance their politics. And if you accept their definitions, you almost always lose. And they promote and use these Orwellian terms like gun violence. Gun violence is an Orwellian term that's meant to force you into thinking that the solution to a number of disparate problems that are hardly connected at all, other than they involve guns, all will be solved by stricter infringements on the Second Amendment. Because the very nature of the term, gun violence, links something bad in your mind, violence, with guns. But the fact is, violence is not all evil. Violence is neutral. It can be good or bad. And guns associated with violence can be good or bad. And, you know, suicide is a much different problem than is homicide. And justified homicide often solves problems rather than creates more problems. And accidents are a tiny little part of it that most people don't even know that they're so small. So it's when we then what they do is that they now created this meme, this Orwellian term of gun violence. And then here's what really got me is this Jacob Salm, who's an excellent writer and usually a very clear thinker. In his essay, he said, reducing gun violence is a compelling government interest. But it's not. I mean, first off, like I said, gun violence is an Orwellian term that means a lot of what they want it to mean at any one time, okay?
Right.
And then the compelling government interest is a very distinct legal term. It doesn't mean just whatever somebody thinks would be good for government to do. A compelling government interest has a strict legal definition, and it's the highest level of interest or of that a government can have in doing something. There's several levels. The lowest level is what they call the rational basis standard. And in the rational basis, the government just has to, there has to be some reason to believe that it might make sense. You know, that a policy might make sense. That's all it has to do. And then at the second level, they say it has to be important, which is a higher test than just mere rational basis. They say it's more important to do this than that. It doesn't just have to make some sense, but it has to be, an important reason to do it. And then when you get up to compelling government interest, which is the very highest level, it means that it has to be essential or necessary rather than a matter of choice or preference or discretion. So when you get to gun violence, say, is it necessary that the government prevent gun violence? Well, no, it's not. First off, some gun violence is good. Some gun violence is bad. Some gun violence only affects a small segment of the population. It's not like, say, trying to protect the borders to protect the integrity of your country. Now, that right. is an essential government interest. Or upholding the rule of law so that contracts, when made, can be forced into compliance. Now, the whole structure of our society falls apart if you don't enforce contracts. But gun violence? We've been living with gun violence as defined, you know, in a weird and ambivalent way by the left, for our entire existence. And we've done pretty well. We've become the strongest, the wealthiest, the most free nation in the world. So how does reducing gun violence become essential absolutely necessary? Well, it doesn't. Plus, gun violence cover is just one little aspect of a bunch of different things. Suicides, about half of them are committed with guns, but it's hard to believe that they would be reduced a significant amount if you took guns away. Japan has very few guns, and they have about 1.5 times as many suicides as we do per population. So it's not hard to commit suicide if you're going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And homicide, there's plenty of nations that have way fewer guns than we do, and they have more homicide. So you would have to reduce the number of guns by some horrendous number, 90, 95, 98% from where it is, to get down to those low numbers where it'd make a difference in homicide. And to get there would cause all kinds of horrific problems, far worse than the problems you're trying to solve. So it's a very bad idea, and it plays into the hands of the Orwellian left to
Let me
claim
get you.
That gun violence is a necessary or a compelling government interest.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to ask you some questions about how that possibly got set up. You can find the Dean's work at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. And I want to ask you a question about this compelling interest thing. Does it seem to you like somebody out there did a little studying to figure out how to take these phrases and everything and bring them from, like in this particular case, you're looking at the levels of scrutiny that would come right. from a judge or from a court. And they're looking at that, and they're trying to give it the facade or the sound of something officious, like this is the way it's supposed to be, and I'm smart enough to know how it's supposed to be, and you're not, so you should be listening to me. And there's a compelling
Yeah. And a lot of this is done, it's being coached and put out by lawyers in order to give a veneer of respectability to the arguments at various appellate court and at the Supreme Court levels, too, to basically provide cover, a sophistry, to explain how they are directly contravening the Constitution. In other words, to say, well, the Second Amendment, it only applies inside the home, as the Supreme Court has ruled, and It's a compelling government interest to stop violence outside the home, especially gun violence. Therefore, we can have all these regulations. And it's just sophistry, which is to say fake reasoning. It's putting words together in a certain way to make them sound plausible. And right. The left is very, very good at this. And I would say, go ahead.
Isn't this the same... Is this the same Supreme Court that's supposed to be telling us that the police have no duty to protect us individually, though?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say that's a correct reading by the court. There are a couple little exceptions in there. But let's talk about this term gun violence. You didn't see it much before, about 3-4 years ago. Maybe a little longer. I don't have the exact date. But what happened is that we looked at the level of homicides that were occurring. And from about 95 or 6 around there, 94, to roughly the 2014 or so, the homicide level dropped in half. Meanwhile, the number of guns in society went up about 50%.
Yep.
So guns go up, homicide goes down. Oh, my God, how do we push for gun control? That's when they came up with the term gun violence and blended in, and they are very careful to seldom explain that gun violence includes suicides and accidents and justified homicides by civilians and police and everything. Because if they explain all that, people go, well, that's not what I think of when I hear the term gun violence. When most people hear the term gun violence, they think about illegitimate homicides.
Right.
But
bad
that's
people.
Not what they do. They throw in all this other stuff because they can't make the case on homicides anymore. So they brought all this other stuff together and called it gun violence in order to try to justify what they want to do.
But wouldn't you think that it has to be exhausting to be a leftist to try to put together all of these phrases when you have all of these things happening? They contradict themselves all the time. With Roe versus Wade, all of a sudden there's a right to kill babies. And at the same time, they want gun control for the children while they're trying to abort children.
It's directly the type of thing of groupthink and control of the mind that Orwell described in 1984. You have to be willing to constantly deceive yourself as well as others. And any good con man knows that if you believe the con yourself, it's a lot easier to sell. And in 1984, Orwell talks about a good party member knows when to believe something is true and when to believe it's false.
Right.
Because whether it's good for the party or not at that particular time. It's not that something is true or is false. It's, well, it's true in this case at this time because it's good for us, but it's false in that case and that time because it's bad for us. And this is what we're seeing played out with the Democrats in this impeachment thing. It's so obvious if you watch it. Well, it wasn't bad for Biden to push for a quid pro quo and brag about it in Ukraine. Well, that's not bad because he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad for Obama to make a deal with Putin. You know, tell Vlad that I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Yeah.
You know, and these direct quid pro quos that are, you know, obvious to anybody who looks at it, they weren't bad because they were for Democrats. But then you have Trump, in my opinion, legitimately trying to get the bottom of corrupt practices in Ukraine, asking the new president of Ukraine, who ran on an anti-corruption platform, could you look into this stuff? Because it looks pretty bad, and we need to find out what's going on. And that is described as a total constitutional crisis.
Right.
Quid pro quo. This is Orwellian. It's the best way I can describe it, is that it's this kind of doublethink and groupthink and use of the language to deceive that essentially is a characteristic of progressivism, and I would say the sort of late term leftism. Now, if you look at earlier leftists, Lenin, the late 1800s.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. But can you imagine how exhausting it has to be to figure out what to do on a day-to-day basis to be a leftist?
It's not as hard as you think when you're into groupthink. You read your party paper and then say, oh, what am I supposed to be thinking today? And they tell you.
Oh, okay. So I just got to be good at following directions. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
So you go on social media and they say, oh, yeah. It's bad to say male. Oh, I can't say that anymore. Okay.
You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz continues to be questioned on Capitol Hill during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
Any responsible leader, when hearing that you're talking about sending in spies and sending in a wiretap on any presidential nominee, should say, what in the hell are we doing? And by the way, the people up the chain who are saying we didn't know, if you had responsible leadership, there's no more important decision than you make. I can tell you, when I was at DOJ, if someone said, let's tap Hillary Clinton, or let's tap Bill Clinton or John Kerry, the people there would have said, what in the hell are you talking about? What was going on here? This wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
That's Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz, and the Fed Reserve is planning to hold steady and not cut interest rates this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten and discussing the stuff that he's been talking about. And this is one that, this next one, Dean, this is something that I have looked at for a long time. But, I mean, most people, especially the people on the left, they think that on military posts, we're all walking around with all manner, like, when I was a 60 gunner, I guess they imagined me walking around all the time with my 60 slung over my shoulder and a belt of ammo on one wrist and me walking around like I was a Frambo and, you know, my secondary and all this other stuff.
Couple pouches full of grenades. You know,
sure, kind of. Sure. Just looking like G.I. Joe 24 hours a day. They do not realize exactly. I mean, you were in the military. I mean, how many times did somebody tell you, like they told me when I was in the military, you know, this is not a democracy?
Oh, yeah, it was built in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was maybe the first few hours of ROTC training I got that started. You know, you learn real quick.
And
give up certain rights when you enter the military.
You know, one of the reasons I joined the military was the Beirut bombing of the Marine Corps barracks in 1983. You know, the guards that were on duty The Marine guards that were on duty that day, they had weapons with no rounds in their magazines.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had a chance. They had a serious chance if they had had loaded weapons to stop it.
Yeah. What do you think of this policy? I know you wrote something about it. What did you find out about this?
Well, at Pensacola, there weren't even military guards that were armed there. It had to be stopped by sheriff's deputies that came in from outside. And what we have since learned is that there was about 10 minutes there where the murderer was not opposed by anybody who was armed. If you want to talk about the military, when Trump came into office, before he got elected, you know, we had some shootings at military bases and a recruiting station down south. And everybody was disarmed. Well, in one case, one commander had his personal weapon, and he probably saved some lives. Not a lot was reported about that, and I can't dig it up right now, but he did engage the shooter and probably saved some life. Didn't get a lot of press. And Trump made it, well, I'd say a promise that he was going to look into this at least, and our service members and officers should not be sitting ducks on our military bases for this kind of a threat. Then when he got elected, he got present, I'm sure what happened is that he asked for a reform in the regulation so that people who had, say, concealed carry permits could at least carry on base.
Sure.
And he got a reform. I don't have the regulation right in front of me. I remember writing about it. And I said at the time, this is a Trojan horse. This is so full of caveats. And if you know how the military works, almost nobody is going to be able to carry under this regulation because they've loaded it down with all kinds of procedural policies that make it, that put all the incentives on not granting anybody the ability to carry, and plenty of incentives for any commander out there to stop, to not allow anybody to carry. And that's what got passed as the reform. It was a way for the bureaucracy within the military, the brass, who didn't want people to carry, because that's been the culture for the last 50 years or so.
Right.
It's been the, it was a mechanism for them to claim that they were reforming the system when actually they were doing nothing. And I think that's where President Trump, you know, signed up. Okay, here's my reform. I got that done. Go on to the next thing. And he's been a busy guy for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Two and a half. But now we've had these shootings going on, and they show that there wasn't anybody there. And one of the heroes at the Pensacola was an Annapolis grad who was captain of the rifle team. If anybody should have been allowed to carry around a sidearm, it would have been him, I would think, or at least a good possibility. I mean, you know, how do you get more reliable than an Annapolis grad?
Yeah. A competitive. Well, I mean, that would mean he's an officer, too, right?
Right, and a competitive shooter. And,
yeah.
And if you can't trust your officers carrying guns, how do we possibly trust our policemen? I mean, the selection process and training you go through to become an officer, I'd say, is a bit more rigorous than generally to become a policeman. Yeah, having gone through both, I can tell you. And you get... And there's more training too, but it's been something I've thought was ridiculous for decades, that we would not have or allow our officers to be armed most times. So
I would,
now that
you
we
know,
have this.
Well, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you think in today's climate, especially where we seem to be, I mean, what just happened in Pensacola? Wasn't that sort of a carbon copy of what happened at 9/11, where we had students, maybe not military students?
It's similar. It's sort of a combination of that and what happened in Texas with Major Hassan, if you remember that. At what base was it?
Fort Hood.
Fort Hood, yeah, right. So it's kind of a combination of those two. I mean, this guy was legitimately there for training, but he was a foreign national. I suspect there was some pre-planning involved.
Well, this is my point. Let me give you my position. I would think that if you allowed E5s and above to go walk around armed, you have enough of a deterrent in place, especially the way the uniforms are nowadays. I mean, they can carry concealed. They don't have to carry out in the open. I mean, the shirts are designed. I mean, it could be a working factor.
And I made a couple of points in my article along those lines. I said, we need to change this culture that's become rampant in the top brass, and it's because of what we call the deep state, that it is somehow illegitimate or wrong or icky for somebody to be armed. And that they should really, you know, feel bad about any time that they have to touch or carry a weapon. And any good officer really hates the idea of actually touching a weapon. I mean, that is, you will find that in the military.
Yeah.
And it's reflected in the policies. Nobody's allowed to carry a weapon on post except for very specific people. It used to be when I was in, we still paid people in cash. And there was, you know, an officer would be assigned to go with the finance officer, and whoever had that assignment would draw a 45 with ammo and keep it with them to guard the cash. But that's gone. We don't do that anymore.
Yep.
And even then, you know, this idea was that you just generally wouldn't allow people to be armed. But it's directly opposite to the whole framework of the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And we need to change the incentives so that it is considered honorable and pragmatic to be armed most of the time. And our officers in the armed forces should be like... Let me get you
a hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line.
When you look into his eyes, comes to you is no surprise.
Oh, is this coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We've covered a couple of things that are near and dear to my heart.
Could I expand a little bit on the military, the way
yes,
I'd
please.
Like to see it done?
Yes.
Well, I said officers, but that is much more limiting than I mean it to be. And I think that when you said E5 and above, that makes a lot of sense. And what I would say we need to do is to change the culture by saying that the preference should be given for non-commissioned officers and officers to carry, to generally carry firearms for defense of self and others, generally handguns, and then carry concealed, probably one of the better ways to do it in terms of defense in these kinds of situations, and make it an item just like the physical fitness test on their annual report.
Well, isn't it already sort of that way anyway? Don't they have to qualify?
Weapon well, they're qualify? Supposed to. But I'll tell you, if you're not in the combat arms, there's a lot of M4 penciling that goes on qualification. Or at least
well,
it used to be. I can't say that.
I used to be a trainee NCO, and I would occasionally get asked to do that. And what I would do was because I had a rather... My first sergeant was quite supportive of me. If I had one or two get out there and say, I've got to go before the promotion board or something, I'd be like, well, guess what you're doing tomorrow? And then I'd send them to the range, or I'd send them for a PT test. And
well, yeah. I mean, you improve them. You don't just, facilitate corruption through it. But I've seen it happen, and I know it does happen. And
yeah.
Yeah, it did used to. Things might be better now. It's a more professional military now. But my point is that you should not just to qualify, but to actually carry the arm around. For officers, just 1 point difference on your annual evaluation report can make a big difference on when you get promoted.
Yeah.
And the same thing for non-commissioned officers and other enlisted, I believe. And so I would include...
With non-commissioned officers, we had a promotion score from... For E5 and E6, you had to meet a promotion score. And for E7, then now you're going actually before a board, and it's, you know... DOA, Department of the Army.
You go higher up in the officer ranks, too.
Yeah.
But my point is that if you include carrying a weapon as a reason to get even a very small amount of additional points, people will start doing it. And then I would give them an additional point or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter how much specifically, because it differentiates people. That's the big thing. Give them an additional point for scoring extra.
Did we? Am I still here? Check, check. Yeah, I'm still happening.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I lost you there for a second. That's that phone stuff.
Yeah, well, I could hear you very well. But what I was saying is just any amount of a small amount of additional point or so for qualifying expert, which would get people out to the range. And it would be an incentive to value the ability to use arms effectively and to have them with you. And I think it would be very positively accepted in the military, which, after all, you don't join the military generally to fly a desk. You join because you want to be a warrior defending your values and your home and your country. So the other thing is, for lower enlisted ranks, say below E5, they should be encouraged too. But, you know, commanders have a lot of carrots and sticks, and they're sort of a father figure for young troops. And what you should do is use it, I think, for lower ranks as a reward. If they are doing well and they qualify and they haven't got any discipline problems, well, then they get to carry. In other words, they prove themselves to be responsible. Maybe they have to pass a test on the legal limits of the use of deadly force or something like that. And then if they screw up, they get it taken away from them. I'll tell you, it would become a status symbol amongst enlisted.
It would. And, you know, they don't get allowed too many status symbols as it is anyway. But
No. And, you know, it generally wouldn't be given out if you were, you know, below an E3 probably. Course,
I mean, I would take all of that and integrate that. You know how, you know, we came down on
make
a roster
policy,
for charge,
yes.
Charge of quarters and everything, and we all would have various duties that were administrative that we had to do. Well, with the armed people in the unit, I would designate them as sort of a reactionary thing in case you have a Fort Hood-like event
exactly.
happening.
Precisely so. And you could have drills on it. Who's supposed to do what? How do you have communications? All this stuff. You know, I actually recommended something like that early after 9/11 out at Yuma Proving Ground when I was out there. Nobody ever took it seriously, I hate to say.
Well, but see,
we had a lot of people willing
to
volunteer.
That would give the brass the feeling of control, because that's what it's about, isn't it? I mean, when you're generals, I remember I heard tell of, at Fort Polk, Louisiana, when I got there, I was told that the golf course was brand new because the incoming post commander had casually mentioned that he played a lot of golf.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, you see that. And very often the commander never really intended that. He just made a remark.
Yeah.
And everybody jumps. Unfortunately, that does happen. But if from the top down, if President Trump that this is going to be a policy, we are going to encourage people to be armed for the defense of themselves and others, and I want to see results, and I want to see how many officers actually are carrying, and you will report it, it would happen.
Yeah.
Or not just officers, because certainly plenty of good NCOs out there, maybe better than a lot of officers, and plenty of enlisted too. But the whole point should be not just as defense, but also as a way to integrate and support the Constitution. We all took an oath to support the Constitution. We'll make this part of it. We are supporting the Second Amendment. You're in the military. You have some rights that are curtailed, but we're not going to completely take away your Second Amendment rights. If you meet our qualification standards, you can practice and exercise the Second Amendment in the military as well.
Right.
That's how I do it. And I think we're on the same page on that.
I do. I've read what some generals have said about armed troops and how they would shoot in all directions and everything and not be able to, you know, and I sit there and I realize that some of these generals are just politicians now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they are. And, in between wars, you can sort of allow those political generals that happen. But the fact is, we're in a very long, low-level war, and we're probably going to be in it for a long time.
Yep. So
we need to adjust, and we need to get away from this idea that we're going to use the military to indoctrinate people that guns are bad and you shouldn't have one. Strange as that may seem, that's what I see as.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, the That's a thing that I've always been interested in, and I'm glad you wrote that article because it was a very educational one. I hope it got disseminated a lot. Very good. Hope he does. I hope he saw it. I know that he does some stuff with Ammo Land, so I hope he did. We're about to run out of time. Will you be with us Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. Outstanding. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It was always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominates.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective, confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.